Country Pop FM.
It's a clown show, and all we need is the flower that shoots water.
Yes.
And a little seltzer.
Or the buzzer when you shake hands.
Oh, kind of that's a good one, too.
Kind of give you the little shock.
The new It is out, Pennywise the Clown.
Oh.
You gonna go see that? You like scary movies?
No.
It's based on Stephen King's It. They did it. I think it was a TV movie or miniseries on it initially. Of course, it was a book at first.
Yes.
Now they've got a big motion picture in theaters. It's getting good ratings.
Huh.
Good reviews. Check it out. Are you scared of clowns?
Yes. Not really, but there are. They can be a little creepy.
Today is Friday, September. This is a creepy one, too. They're
yeah.
all good. Oh, they're yeah. a number one creepy. Even Ronald McDonald sometimes can be a little creepy.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And it's trying to force a Big Mac on you, too. That's really creepy. I don't want one.
No.
Today is Friday, September 8th, 251st day of the year, 114 days left. On this date, 1636, you know, the Dutch, actually 1664 is where we're going to start it out here today. The Dutch, they didn't hold on to New Amsterdam very long. It was 1626, the year that they actually bought them from the Indians for beads and trinkets and various other things. I think one of them had
yes.
to do a cartwheel. But 1664, then... Almost 40 years later, not quite 40 years, the Dutch then had surrendered it to the British. The British came and took what was the Dutch.
Okay.
The poor Dutch.
Yeah.
People from Holland, they're not tough enough.
No,
the British just bullied them out of Manhattan and New York.
Ask Bert Blyleven.
So it went from New Amsterdam. Yeah. Rick Albert
yes.
Blyleven.
Yes.
But the Dutch had to surrender New Amsterdam, and it then became New York because the British took it. That was 1664. Pledge of Allegiance appeared for the first time in the Youth's Companion.
I like it.
That is a publication. Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
No relation to the Bellamy brothers?
1892. Might be Ralph Bellamy.
Right.
1900, 6,000. Now we're talking about hurricanes. Hurricanes in the news.
Yes, very much so.
We had Hurricane Harvey. Now we have Hurricane Irma. Jose is right on the backside of Irma.
Right.
And it could follow the same path. Unbelievable. But on this date, in Galveston, Texas, 6,000 people killed when a hurricane
wow.
hit. 6,000.
Wow.
Obviously, they don't have the same warning and prediction and forecast system and technology that we have today, or the ability to evacuate as quickly. I mean, that was before automobiles.
I wonder what the population of Galveston was at that time. I mean, 6,000.
1921, Miss Washington, D.C. was your first ever Miss America pageant winner. You should see the photos of their... Now, you know what those 1920s bathing suits look like?
Yes.
You know, kind of the full body on the
yeah,
women?
Yeah,
that's
yes.
what they wore. That was
yeah.
the... Not
sexy.
A lot of skin.
Yeah.
Not a lot of skin. But she was 15 years old. I think that's too young now.
Well,
I don't
yeah.
think you win at 15. Now, you could win Miss Teen, maybe.
Right.
But not Miss America. She was Miss Washington, D.C., Margaret Gorman. Your first ever Miss America. She received a gold statue of a mermaid as her prize.
Isn't that special?
Blondie comic strip appeared in the comic pages for the first time in 1930. Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead.
Yes.
And that became then a cartoon and
movies.
A movie. Yeah. And didn't they have a TV show, radio program?
I mean, there was a series of movies. There were several.
1930, this date, where would we be without this?
But that doesn't mean you have to use old-fashioned cellophane tape. Note how shiny it looks on the gift wrap. While Scotch Magic Transparent Tape keeps packages pretty, it's virtually invisible.
Hey, so, Scotch Tape invented on this date. Richard Drew.
Nice.
Working for 3M. And he invented Scotch Tape. Almost kind of by accident, but he did it. 1930, he was a body, and he was an auto body guy, and he wanted better masking tape. That actually stuck, and through the process found something that disappeared when you had placed it on your gift wrapping. 1930. There have been several imitators, but there's only one Scotch tape.
That is correct.
And proud to have it be a Minnesota product. Richard Drew was from St. Paul. He's a Minnesotan.
Very nice.
Who developed Scotch tape.
We're smart guys here.
1966, here on this date. This was a show that didn't last very long, but boy, it's made an impact.
Captain's log, stardate 1513.1. Our position, orbiting planet M113.
It was an M planet. You know what that means. It could host human life. That's what an M planet is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
M class.
The ruins of an ancient and long.
That's the opening. That's Captain's log for the first ever Star Trek. That was the first episode that aired. It wasn't the unaired pilot, which is totally different. That was the first episode. It was called, what was the name of that? Man Trap. Man Trap was the name of that episode. 1966. 1969, we lost a man by the name of Bud Collier.
Oh, yeah.
Planes grounded. 2,000 miles to go. Sorry, Miss Smith. I'm afraid I can't wait. Clark Kent may need a plane, but Superman doesn't. Up with a window. And out.
There he is, a Superman. He was kind of the first Superman. He played Superman on the radio, the radio show Superman, and he was also the voice in the early cartoons.
He did well.
For Superman. Bud Collier also... Your host, he was on To Tell the Truth.
Oh, he,
as well.
Oh, okay.
He was Bud Collier, and he died on this date at the age of 61, 1969. 1974, Gerald Ford was addressing the nation.
And by these presents do grant a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period.
It was the pardoning of President Nixon by President Gerald Ford. 1974, Ford explained his action as an attempt to end national divisions created by the Watergate break-in back in 74.
Huh.
Let's fast forward to 1985, Wrigley Field.
What an afternoon here at Wrigley Field. Landry has hit Pete Rose as the record, who have one or maybe two more shots at breaking it.
Pete Rose hit number 4,191, tying Ty Cobb as he hit that off of Steve Traxel of the Chicago Cubs at the time, Wrigley Field. He would go on to then break it, not against the Cubs. He did it at home.
I think against the Padres.
It was the Padres. Eric Schau.
Yeah.
Eric Schau was the pitcher. Yeah. 1985, he tied it on this date. Oprah Winfrey Show made its debut in syndication, where she would eventually take over the world, pretty
right.
much. This is Oprah's world. We only live in it, people. You should realize that. And the sooner you realize that, the better.
Right.
That this is Oprah's world and we only live in it.
I'd sure like
that was
car.
That was in 86.
It was a very, very bad mistake. I've already said that. I will continue to say it. I have to live with that for the rest of my life. It was suggested I have my picture taken with Miss Rice, this attractive lady whom I had only recently been introduced to.
Really?
Dropped into my lap. I was embarrassed. I chose not to dump her off.
Chose not to dump her off his lap. Well, it was this date on Nightline that Gary Hart admitted to cheating on his wife. He never mentioned it in the interview. He doesn't actually say it.
Right.
Basically, he has a different euphemism for cheating. Yeah. Sitting on his lap is basically what he was saying there. Of course, this ended his bid for the White House.
Yep.
He tried in 84, failed, then he tried again for the 88 election and messed it up himself. Something about company and ink and stuff like that. You shouldn't do it. Don't do it. That was 1987. 1998, also baseball related.
Traxel winds and fires. Big Mac. Swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks. It just got over the left field wall in the corner.
Kind of a line drive.
And we have a new.
And he almost missed first base.
Yeah.
How about that? Steve Traxel gave up the base hit to Pete Rose and the home run to Mark McGwire. That is amazing.
Wow.
Mark McGwire with home run number 62. He eventually finished with 70, but he is a
cheater.
Yes, he is. Pete Rose wasn't really, he wasn't a cheater.
No.
He just had a gambling problem.
He's a gambler.
Yeah.
Yep.
1998, Mark McGwire. He won't get a sniff of the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
It just, if it hasn't happened yet, it just won't happen.
Probably
there would have to be some kind of big decree or
right,
a whole different change
yep.
or they'd have to come up with instead of the Veterans Committee, they would have to come up with the Cheaters Committee.
Right.
Which of the cheaters deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
There's a pretty long list of them right now.
It was this date in 2014 that we saw that video from TMZ Sports, Ray Rice.
Oh,
punching
yes.
his fiancée, Janae Palmer, elevator. In the face in the elevator, and then dragged her.
That was
on
nasty.
The floor.
It was hard to watch.
And that basically ended his career. He was suspended indefinitely, and then he was reinstated, but no team ever wanted to and never did sign him, so he's done. The age of 30, pretty much. He's 30 now. And it was about that same time that the whole Adrian Peterson thing came out about what him hitting his son with the switch. 2014, that was 3 years ago. Birthdays now today.
Vietnam. It's just smidgen past 6:05, and here we go with another day's version of the Don Buster Show from Armed Forces Radio. I'm Airman Adrian Cronauer.
The real Adrian Cronauer.
Wow.
There's some audio
That's
for
great
you.
Great audio, man.
Forces
I love
Radio.
That.
The real Adrian Cronauer, 79 today, and Robin Williams played in one of my favorite movies of all time,
it
Good Morning Vietnam.
One of the best.
So 79 today for him. Politician Bernie Sanders is 76. He was the U.S. Senator from Vermont, ran for president, battled up against. He didn't actually make it to the actual general election. He was in the primary with Hillary.
Right.
Came up short. And I don't know who I like better, Bernie Sanders or Larry David, as Bernie Sanders.
It's
not that
toss-up.
I like him either. You know, it's, but anyway, Bernie Sanders, 70.
I didn't realize he was that old.
76 for Bernie. There were some oldies in the in the election here recently. John McCain was up there when he ran. And, of course, Trump is the oldest that we've ever had at this point in time when he was elected. He was older than Reagan was when he was elected and took office. He was 69 when he took office.
Wow.
Bernie Sanders, 76 today. Maurice Cheeks played with your guy, Dr. J, with the 76ers. Mo, he was the guard, right?
Yeah.
Point guard?
Yeah, very good player.
He is 61. He's done some coaching now. He's coaching for some team. I don't know if it's the Thunder or somebody. He sits on the bench.
Yes.
Maurice Cheeks, Mo, 61 today. Do you remember Heather Thomas on Fall Guy?
Oh. About for the trip to Acapulco tomorrow. What do you think?
I think you're going to be awfully cold on the airplane. And in another 30 seconds, Howie's going to start drooling all over himself.
If you can guess... That's Heather Thomas in a bikini.
Well.
On Fall Guy. If they want big ratings, they knew how to get them.
Yep. It was either Heather Thomas or Heather Locklear.
Which they were the Heathers at that point in time. Heather Locklear was on TJ Hooker.
Correct.
Heather Thomas on Fall Guy. She's the big 6-0 today, so happy birthday to her. Here's a song from the 80s.
I like this tune.
Amy Mann, the lead singer of Till Tuesday, 57 today. That was Voices Carry. That was her big hit. David Arquette, married to, Courtney Cox Arquette. They're still married, aren't they? They haven't split up yet. I don't remember hearing about that.
They're split up.
Oh, that's a shame. I thought that would be the Steve and Edie of the modern era, but apparently I was wrong. The actor David Arquette is 46 today. TV personality model Brooke Burke. Brooke Burke, happy birthday, Dancing with the Stars. She was a host. She was a dancer. She did it all. I think she's competing this year. They brought her back for ratings purposes. She's 46 today. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Pretty good pop artist who had a lot of success and is still having success. You know her, Neil, as Pink.
Oh, yeah.
She is Pink. You're going to get the... Want to get the party started? What's the other one? Raise Your Glass. Another one of her big hits. That one is called So What. She is 38 today. Chumley from Pawn Stars.
Don't they just make Cuban cigars in America?
Chumley is probably one of the dumbest things she ever said.
Yeah, Chumley is 35.
Why don't they make Cuban cigars in America?
Yes. Yeah. He's from Pawn Stars. He is 35 today. He was Randy... Taylor on Home Improvement, and he's 36 today.
We're aliens from outer space.
You're a big fat liar, Randy.
My name isn't Randy. It's Zelnot.
That's from the first season of Home Improvement. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Happy birthday to him. He is 36. And our rapper for the day today is Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa. Happy birthday going out to Wiz 30 today.
Yeah, with a first name like Wiz, it's got to be good.
Yeah. Yep.
How about this guy? Recognize the voice.
He was the singing brakeman.
Yes. Jimmy Rogers, born on this day, 1897, known as the father of country music. He is a Hall of Famer. Jimmy Rogers. Did he do May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose?
No, that's little Jimmy Dickens.
Oh, that's little Jimmy Dickens. Yeah, different guy. Jimmy Rogers there. All right, Frank Cady, remember him from 1915? He was on several shows.
I was just printing up the tickets for the show the Hooterville Players are doing for the benefit of the Hypers.
Yeah, Ed told us about it.
That's a nice bunch of kids. They should have their own clubhouse. Keep them out from under my front porch on rainy nights.
Oh, that doggone Sam Drucker.
Sam Drucker. He played, knew how to sell canned goods.
Yeah, he played the same character on three different programs. He was Frank Cady in real life, born on the state 1915, but he was Sam Drucker on Petticoat Junction, the Beverly Hillbillies, and, of course, right there we heard him on Green Acres.
Talk about reusing a character, huh?
That was pretty good, and he was great. Actor and comedian, he did his show of shows. Sid Caesar was born on this day 1922, show of show, and then Caesar's Hour, very funny guy. And speaking of funny, there was only one Inspector Clouseau.
And there is a very good chance that someone in this room knows more about the murder than he is telling.
Murder?
What was that you said?
I said murder.
What murder?
Well, I don't know. You said murder.
I said murder? You said murder.
No, I said murder because you said murder.
I said murder!
You said there was someone in this room who knew more about the murder than he's telling.
Now listen.
Doesn't get any better than Inspector Clouseau. Yes. And when Inspector Clouseau was on the case, you knew that it'd be an efficient,
right,
an accurate, and investigation. All interrogation would be quick and to the point.
Correct.
And all evidence would be handled correctly properly.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't fall down or fly through windows. Is there any chance that he was in charge of the OJ investigation?
He might have been.
Because that's the only way that he could have gotten off.
They are so good. He was, you know, I know Steve Martin, you know, came along, but for my money, it's Peter Sellers and only Peter Sellers as the great Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther movies.
And that's where you get him. Right, exactly.
Yes.
You say that perfectly.
So anyway, Peter Sellers, the great. He was born on this day, 1925. Country Music Hall of Famer Harlan Howard, one of the greatest songwriters of Nashville. The list of
big
songs
hits
is long that he was a part of. Harlan Howard,
there?
1927. I didn't.
Heartaches by the Number.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Ray Price.
I Fall to Pieces. Orange Blossom Special. Busted. Just to name a few.
Yeah, just
to
name a few.
I'm going to play a song by an artist who you're just going to mention here in just a moment.
Right. Harlan Howard, 1927. One of those songs you mentioned was done by the great Patsy Cline, who was born on this day, 1932. Died, when she was not quite 32 years old, I suppose.
Plane crash.
Or 31, yeah. In the crash. Country Music Hall of Famer, excuse me, Patsy Cline. Born on this day, 1932. Two more. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ron Pigpen McCarron. He was a member of the Grateful Dead, and he was born on this day, 1945. And from the Cars,
who's gonna tell you things aren't so great?
Because Rick Ocasek really was not their main singer.
He sang on a lot of their songs.
Yeah.
This is Benjamin Orr.
Benjamin Orr is the guy we're talking about right here from this great song. He was born on this day, 1947. Benjamin Orr of the Cars. They're all gone, but certainly not forgotten.
All gone, but not forgotten. And we won't be forgetting them anytime soon. That's today's almanac, brought to you by
Kurt Weers at United Country Realty. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers.
A few more songs written or co-written by Harlan Howard. How about this? Tiger by the Tail, Streets of Baltimore, Somebody Should Leave, She's a Little Bit Country.
Wow.
No Charge. Life Turned Her That Way. I Don't Remember Loving You, John Conley.
Another one. Yeah.
I Don't Know a Thing About Love, The Moon Song, Conway Twitty. Did I Say Heartbreak USA?
No.
He wrote She's Gone, 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 Glenn Campbell.
Wow.
Excuse Me, I Think I've Got a Heartache, another Buck Owens song. And I mentioned Busted.
Wow.
Above and Beyond. He did that one too.
With Rodney Crowell?
Yeah. How about this one? He wrote this one for Patsy Cline. I Fall to Pieces. Total Country. Bob FM.